Matt Nightingale, 72R Squadron. Tucano, tell me.
So the Tucano is the Royal Air Force and Royal Navy's basic fast jet trainer. It's a turboprop aircraft. It's the stepping stone, really, from elementary flying training and advanced jet training. We've been training for students for about 30 years now on the Tucano platform. Mm-hmm. So the display this year is just a celebration, really, of the aircraft. Mm-hmm. And we're seeing it at the end of its era. It goes out of service in October this year. Mm-hmm. And we'll be handing over the basic fast jet training baton to the UK military flying training system.
And where will that be based?
Well, the direct replacement for the Tucano is the Texan T6 aircraft, mm-hmm. and that's going to be based out of RAF Valley for its operations.
Oh, okay. I mean, is that the sort of training base then for that type of aircraft? Is
it? It will be for the FastJet pipeline, certainly. So the Texan T6 and the Hawk T2, which are the two new aircraft we've got for FastJet training, will be based out of RAF Valley, yes.
So what about your own flight training? Where did you come from to be in the RAF to be where you are now?
So the elementary flying training part of the training system for Royal Navy, Royal Air Force and Army student pilots is all the same. So we do the same elementary flying training package at RAF Cranwell. If you're lucky enough to get selected to fly fast jet aircraft, the Royal Navy and Royal Air Force again remain in the same training pipeline throughout. So I did my elementary flying training at Cranwell, did my basic fast jet training at Linton-on-Ouse, and it was at that point I was selected to become a creamy QFI, as it were. So I've retrained as a QFI. I'm now teaching students at Linton-on-Ouse.
So how many years had you been in the RAF at that point?
So I've been in the Navy for about 5 years now.
Sure.
Yeah, I was qualified as an instructor about 3.5 years in.
Mm-hmm. Enjoying it?
Absolutely, yeah. I haven't looked back since I've joined. It's been great.
What about recruitment? I mean, in terms of training or recruitment before the training, I mean, is the RAF sort of attracting young recruits very keen to get involved in the RAF?
As far as I'm aware of, I mean, I can't really comment on that because
yeah, sure.
I'm not part of the recruiting team and I don't really see any numbers or anything like that. But I imagine, as it was when I was a young kid, you know, that it's every boy's dream, isn't it, to fly a cool aeroplane.
The family have background in the RAF at all?
Yes, my father was in the RAF as a pilot as well.
So an obvious progression in that respect, yeah?
Yeah.
Fantastic. And what about Cosford Airshow? I mean, that's very much part of the infrastructure of the RAF as far as display events are concerned.
Yeah, absolutely. I believe it's the sole Royal Air Force airshow in the UK. We came last year and just participated with the static aircraft, but it's definitely great to come along and represent the Air Force and the Royal Navy and just demonstrate what the flying training system is outputting at the moment.
Fantastic stuff. So you'll be here, obviously, on site at the event, yeah?
Yes, so we'll hopefully have a static aircraft on the ground and we'll have Liam displaying the aircraft for you at the display as well.
If anyone wants to come along and find out a bit more about what you do, then they can come along to the RAF Cosford Air Show on June the 9th, yeah?
Absolutely, come and see us, it'd be great.
Good luck, well done.